Blog Talk Radio.
80-0, 80 tried, 80 failed. Troy Villanoff, the best ever. Haters, fucking retards. Hey, can't sell short. Can't sell that short, man. Beating Jules Rivera, Deontay Wilder, Derek the Giant, U.S. Marine, kickboxers, man. Come on, man. I'm the greatest. Muhammad Ali can't tell my boxing license. Mayweather Jr., Pacquiao, Klitschko. These guys are not in my league. Prove Deontay Wilder was out of my league. I punched him in the jaw and he flew the fuck away, man. Come on, now. I'm answering another question there, man. Music is there, man.
Matchmaker, blah blah blah. He's not. He's a nobody.
Top prank? What, the mainstream boxing is fake. He's in underground boxing. He's nothing. Zero, man. Again, Deontay Wilder, dude, I could have got that fight myself, right? I talked to Wilder on Facebook before Frank Stade even gave me his number. Okay, so I would have got that fight myself. How about Derek the Giant? How about Gilles Zavala? How about the U.S. Marine? Did Frank Stade give me those fights? No, he didn't. I got them myself. Jesus Christ gave me those fights, man. He put those opponents in front of me. How about Alu, the heavyweight kickboxer? 6'4" kickboxer that I one-shotted recently. March 30th, man. Yeah, did Skank give me that fight? No, man. Listen, he's irrelevant. That's it, man. I exposed him. I beat so many fighters on 80-0. This fucking pretender. I mean, it's just no matter what he says, you know what I mean? Like, I could read right through his bullshit. The guy's so fake. And, you know, that's it. When I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, that was the demise of Frank Stade. This is it. Conversation over about this clown. I don't want to mention him anymore. He does not deserve to be mentioned. I am the GOAT. That's it. Frank Stade is a delusional nobody. What were the odds when you fought Wilder? How? In the underground, there's no, it's not like fake boxing, like where there's, where they play as bats in Vegas, and like, it's just, we fight, we put on gloves, we fight. Who was the favorite, you're asking me? Well, of course I was the favorite. I'm the GOAT, man. I'm number one pound for pound, despite the size. Taller, than he was bigger. Than he, listen, Wilder's just, he's skinny, man. He's tall and skinny, man. He's lanky, tall, heavyweighted. Fragile chin, man. He's, you know, it's like he was tailor-made to get TKO that night. And he cheap shot at me, but let him box me. Let him fight me now. I really want to see that. If I beat him at that time, dude, come on. Go watch my last fight. Yeah, I would fucking destroy Wilder if we were to box again. I already destroyed him in the ring, but I'm talking about, like, dude, I would one-shot him again, but except he would get knocked out this time. Dude. Like, he wouldn't get TKO. He would get knocked out. Knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Knocked out cold. And TMZ would not feature it. No, for no way in hell. Is TMZ featuring Villanoff beats the Marine? TMZ, why don't you guys feature in that fight, man? Hey, if the Marine won, you guys would feature it. But he got his ass beat. You know? I'd be the fucking jarhead, man. I'd be the soldier, man. You fucking bitch-ass clowns, man. Hoorah, man. U.S. Marine got his ass beat by Charlie Zona. What did I say a long time ago? I'm so fucking good that I could be the fucking Marine. You fucking bitch-ass clowns. Ban me from the forums for saying that. What happened, huh? It's on video now, you fucking delusional haters, man. My wife, former supermodel, I'm going to see her in less than 2 weeks. This is it. I got everything ready, man. All the papers, this is it. Everything. Everything. It's all done. I just got to wait for my probation to expire. Now, next question. Well, you retired 100 now. Yeah, I will, but I'll come back. I'll have a temporary time. Basically, call it a long break. Yeah, well, you know, maybe for like a year, maybe like a year or two, maybe 3 years. Nah, 3 years is too long. I don't know. I'll retire for a year or two. I got to enjoy the milestone. Come on. Hell, 80 of those milestones. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take a long break, you know. Me and my wife have a honeymoon, you know. She wants me to. Another question. Would you take your wife on a cruise to the Caribbean? She actually wants me to take her somewhere nice for the honeymoon. Somewhere like, you know, yeah, somewhere by the ocean, you know, Hawaii, Bahamas, something like that. Maybe we'll just have it in Vegas, I don't know. But yeah, it's definitely better than like, bottom line is I'm with her. She's my wife. She loves me. It doesn't matter where we go as long as we're together. Physically, that's all that matters. But yeah, we're going to have the best wedding, the best honeymoon, the best. Ms. Zelenoff, man. Charlie Zelenoff and Ms. Zelenoff. You know, it's, we're the match made in heaven. You know, just like, look how beautiful and sexy and gorgeous she is. Look how great of a boxer I am. It's just, we're the, God made a match made in heaven. It's like we're the perfect match. And she loves me so much, she's we're soulmates, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to talk to her, you know, right after the radio. One second. Would you go mainstream if Rich is safe or offered it? Alright, for one, the mainstream is fake. Who the fuck is Rich is safe for? I talked to that club, man. I wanted to knock out David Haye. He told me that he's like, I don't want you to be my fighter. I was 16, and I know at the time. And I'm like, you don't want me to be your fighter. I'm like, but I'm the better fighter. I'm like, wouldn't that be better for you? And I'm like, if I was to be your quote-unquote fighter, he's like, oh, it's like, you know, I've managed, you know, David for a long time. He's like, I don't care how many knockouts, how many wins you have. He's like, David, here's my fighter. I don't want you to be my fighter. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, there you go. WWE, you got your good guys, you got your bad guys. Yeah, that's it. When I go mainstream, I beat the shit out of a lot of mainstream fighters. I beat Deontay Wilder with 8 ounce gloves and no headgear in a ring. So, I mean, that is a, you know, world title fight, underground. It was underground, but it was what's the difference? Okay, so if I hit him like that on TV, he would fly away the same way. What the fuck is the difference? The problem with the mainstream is they're fake. They choreograph fights, and they fight once, twice a year. Listen, if I took the Box Rec mainstream HBO Showtime route, like right now, maybe, you know, it would take me, I would have to live to be 200 years old to get to 80, you know, to get, yeah, if I was to take the Box Rec route, because they fight once a year, man. Yeah, so now you understand why I took the underground route, because Box Rec is a joke. But in the underground, I beat a lot of mainstream guys. We're number 77, I beat a guy from K1. Drew the Wall, and we're number 68. Oh, the UFC, that guy was on national television. He was on Octagon, fake Octagon, bitch-ass motherfucker, the guy that I punched in the head 10 times. Yeah. Any news on Vladimir Klitschko facing the greatest of all time anytime soon? No. I mean, I beat his sparring partner, Deontay Wilder. If that, you know, didn't motivate him to fight me. I mean, listen, Deontay Wilder, as much as I hate him, he's overrated, but he's better than Klitschko. Klitschko ducked me, and I got a better fight. You know, I beat Derek the Gent. Derek the Gent would knock Klitschko the fuck out. He would definitely have a puncher's chance to knock that Glenn Jaw pussy out. Dude, type on YouTube, Corey Sanders and Klitschko. He got dropped like 5 or 6 times. Man, that guy has no chin. I mean, I don't understand why all the hype about him. I would destroy him just like I destroy all these guys at the gym, even worse, because I hate him so fucking much. So anyways, train with the Klitschko's, and I've seen how terrible they are. But Vlad, if you're listening to this, man, call Deontay. He has my number, and if you want a box, like I said, I'm going to Ukraine in less than 2 weeks to see my wife. And hey, we can do it there. Anywhere, you know, Germany, you know, any rink. You tell me the time. You tell me the place. I'll be there, and I'll knock you out. That's it. I'll be there, and you'll be out of there. That's it. That's it. Let's go to this, man. Not in my way, man. You know what I'm saying? It's Pulev guy. What did I say? Pulev was a joke, man. Kidding me? I beat a U.S. Marine. I beat Olu, the kickboxer. That Marine would kill Pulev. That Marine would be in a street fight. I guarantee you that Marine would beat Klitschko. No, in a street fight, Marines are trying to kill. Come on. Klitschko, he'd kill Klitschko. In a boxing match, Charlie Zeno beats Klitschko 100 out of 100 times. Man. How did you get to fight a Marine? I went to the gym. I saw him with that shirt, that logo, the U.S. Marine logo. Said U.S. Marines. I asked him, like, "You're a Marine?" Said, "Yeah." And he was like, "I told me Afghanistan. He was in Afghanistan at the war." And he said he boxed too over there. So, like even before, he said he boxed for a while. And he was a boxer and he was a Marine, and that destroyed him. And I said, "All right, well, I'm undefeated at the time. I was 79. I was 79. I told him it was incredible. I gave him the gloves. I said, hey, 79, I've tried. There you go. He asked me, you got gloves? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I have gloves. He said, you got for all time. Where did they call? Let's do this. You all saw how I hit him. He has spaghetti legs. Anything you want to be doing by the time you're 40. I don't know. Well, when I'm 40, I'll decide. I'll be a great husband to my wife. That's for the rest of my life. That's how I'll be done. Will I be boxing at that time? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know, I'm gonna retire at 100. No, will I come back? Probably. Most likely, yeah. But if I do come back, oh yeah. Then the goal will be to get to 200. Now, listen, if I keep fighting 3-4 times a month, then, you know, I can get to 100 now this year. Man. I'm already 80 now. I'm only 20 wins away. Man. What the fuck? I scored 15 wins in 2013. I scored 23 wins last year. I can win 20 more fights this year, but I'm not going to do it because I have, like I said, I'm going to be spending quality time with my wife. I'm going to get her pregnant. I'm going to be a father. I'm going to have kids. You know, I got to be as important as boxing is. I beat the shit out of everyone. Now it's time to take care of Daria, my wife. My wife's name is Daria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and that's it. Yeah, I mean, when I'm back, you know, she found out. She told me that the longest they can keep us there in Ukraine. Nobody's going to keep me, but I'm going to stay as long as they can keep her. I'm not going to leave my wife by herself. Kidding, I love her. She loves me, but she told me, she found out from the embassy that it could take as soon as 2 months until they let her out, and it could take as long as, say, a year. But a year is very unlikely that I'm going to stay there that long. But years, 1 year is maximum. And if it's that long, then no, I'm not going to be inactive for a year. I'm the most active fighter in the history of boxing. I won 4 fights in 12 days' time. How am I going to be able to a year off? I can't imagine that. If that's the case, then well, I'm taking my gloves to Ukraine just in case, and I'll find a ring there, and I'll knock out some heavyweight boxer over there. Or I'll just, you know, maybe I'll run into Klitschko and, you know, challenge him, you know, put him to sleep. Or that other clown, Alexander, what's his name? Some Ukrainian. Hold on. I want to knock this punk out. Oh, man, he's a bum, dude. I would kill him. Well, let me look up his name. Yeah, Alexander Usyk. Yeah, that dude. Oh, my God. I would crush that dude, man. Motherfucker with that. He looks like that bum Costa Zoo, except he's a lot heavier. He got that, like, kind of like ponytail. Yeah, oh, my God. I would crush that dude, man. Him and Klitschko, man. Bring them on. For 81 and 82. Nikolai Valkin, he wants some, man. He come get some, man. I beat a U.S. Marine, man. What the fuck, man? I'm a lot better than these people, man. These people are not in my league. Literally, Deontay Wilder. Go watch that fight, man. I'll rush that motherfucker, man. I just literally, I'm already in the ring. Like, I was in the ring before him. And he goes in the ring, you know, all cocky and shit. He's like, steps over the ropes. And he just gets fucking TKO'd on the spot, like, bomb. I just, like, clock him. Deontay Wilder would kill fucking Klitschko and Alexander or Usyk, whatever. Yeah, but they're all overrated. Deontay Wilder has no chin, man. Like, see, like me, I'm a complete fighter. Like, I got power, speed. Yeah, the most power. I knocked out so many people with one punch. I stopped so many people with one punch. Hand speed. I won the UBF World Championship. I hit the guy that I beat, I hit him 6 times in half a second on video. Your standard, it's like, besides me, like, who who the fuck is that? That's like a machine gun. Literally. It's like so much speed, man. It's like six pistons. Now, we're not talking regular punches. We're talking fucking bombs, power shots, like blah, 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 like instant, man. Okay, can you imagine if I fucking release six power punches and Vladimir Klitschko safe? This guy will be in the fucking hospital for 6 months, man. And I'm not sure he'll ever walk again, man. But I don't need to throw that many punches, Ted. It just takes one, man. Took me one punch to TKO Wilder. Yeah, I got it all, man. I got the beautiful wife. I got the 80-0 undefeated record. I literally got it all. Charlie Zono, tough, tough game. Yeah, man, that was phenomenal. My last victory, man, April 11th, man. 3 weeks before this man with the Pacquiao bullshit, man. I don't understand why people are so trust me, people in the underground in the UBF, my fans, they know that man with the Pacquiao frauds and they're clowns. I'm talking about these mainstream fans. I don't understand why they're so intrigued about this fight. What's so fucking... This Pacquiao clown got knocked the fuck out by this weak little Marquez guy, man. Mayweather got his ass beat by this fucking drug addict, Paul Spadafora, in sparring, and they're fucking going crazy about this fight. It's like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Like, you motherfuckers seen way better fights on YouTube. You've seen Zelenov smash Deontay Wilder with a left hook. You've seen Charlie Zelenov perform boxing 101, boxing clinic versus Gio Zavala, who's a huge fucking super heavyweight. You've seen Charlie Zelenov outbox, literally, I made Muhammad Ali from the 70s look like an amateur when I beat Derek the Giant. That hand speed, did you see that hand speed when I jabbed him at 044? That shit sounded like a fucking switchblade knife. Like you know how a switchblade knife? Like, yeah, that shit sounded like it. No, I'm saying it was so crisp. Every single punch, it was so crisp. It was, like, fucking amazing, man. Yeah, I'm the greatest, man. Like, what the fuck? This fucking Sugar Ray Robinson clown, if he'd share the ring with Derek would drop him with one bomb. See, Derek would have one bomb on Ray Robinson, and because Ray Robinson, he didn't have the power that I have. He didn't have the speed that I have. He didn't have the skill that I have. He didn't have the chin that I have to take punches from heavyweights. Derek hit me with his best punch, dude. Nothing happened. Nothing. What happened was I fucking murdered him after that. I was beating his ass already, and then he landed a lucky shot at boxing. You know, you get hit. Then I just fucking destroyed him, annihilated him, beat him even worse. And then I snapped his jaw, and that was it for him. That was my best win for a while. And then I topped it. Well, I don't know if I topped it, but I scored a win just as good when I beat Joe Lawler. And then I topped both of them by beating the U.S. Marine, performance-wise. The way I boxed against that Marine, that left jab, 005, then 015, I hit him in the jaw two times, and then 017, I hit him in the head, and he has spaghetti leg. Yeah, so what now, haters? What now? You people are done, man. You can't say anything. I mean, you can't. People are done. Look how hot my wife is. Look how beautiful my wife is. Look at my record, 80-0 official update. Look at the website, man. Website, what's the video? Yeah, I got the video, and the video is documented. It's on YouTube. I physically beat the guy, and not just him, everybody, and all the wins are updated. I mean, come on, that's just surreal. I'm the greatest. Nobody will ever beat me. Yeah, you haters need to move on, like me. Like, you need to troll somebody else. Like, I don't know, go troll Justin Bieber or some shit. Or go troll fucking, I don't know, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Yeah, go troll LeBron James. I don't know. Tell him that he only won rings because of Dwayne Wade, which is true. You know, if it weren't for Dwayne Wade, he would never won shit. Fuck LeBron James. The Bulls are up 3-0. So that Cleveland getting destroyed next round. Regardless, basketball. I'm always right when it comes to boxing, man. Regardless of the basketball. Basketball, you know, just for fun, I watch it. Yeah, go tell somebody else, man. Go tell some other celebrity, man. Charlie Donovan is the greatest boxer of all time. Yeah, like, I'm a celebrity because of how hard I punch, because of how fast I punch, because of how great I fight, because of how great I box. I'm a boxing celebrity. I'm a boxing champion. Yeah, I'm famous because of my skills. There's a lot of famous people out there that are not good at anything. They're just, what I'm saying is people need to give it up. Even before I beat the Marines, people needed to give it up a long time ago. But now it's just like this. People need to retire from internet gangbanging for that. Come on, I hit a Marine and the guy has spaghetti like that. If I hit him again like that, he would have got knocked out. There's no ring there, you understand? I'm hitting him hard, but I'm not throwing full out. But when me and my wife come back to the States, we plan to move to Vegas. But in the beginning, we're going to be in L.A. for like a month until we find a house in Vegas. So I may get a victory at that gym again. I'm going to take my wife. She's going to be there. Yeah, can you imagine when my wife was there at the fight? Oh, my God. These motherfuckers, they're already getting hurt. When my wife is there, she's dead, man. They're going to sleep. Not a cool time for them motherfuckers, man. They're going to sleep, so. Nap time. Yeah, them hooks I'm putting on, man. Too much power, man. Way too much power. 50% of it, 40% of it, no, I ain't lying, like 40%. 40% of that shit. 45% of my power, I'd be out there wilding out of the ring. He's 6'7", 230 pounds. Yeah, if I can beat Wilder, then that means I'd beat Manny and Pacquiao the same, man. They're way too small, man. Wilder's not gonna fight. Yeah, he's a bitch. I haven't said before I snapped his jaw. I told Wilder's cameraman, I'm like, this is very surprising. I'm like, mainstream boxing, huh? So you guys decided to come join, crossover at least for one fight. We ended up having two fights, but you know what I mean. I told him, you guys decided to cross over to the other round. Yeah, I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm going to destroy your boy, Deontay. We get in the ring, do that. Snap the jaw. I'm a U.S. Marine. This fucking clown Wilder told me, he's like, if you don't stop boxing, he's like, you're going to get hurt. Look what I'm doing. I'm hurting everybody I fight. I won 23 fights after I beat Wilder. Now, Deontay Wilder is delusional. He's retarded. He told me this shit. I fucking annihilated a U.S. Marine. Deontay, man. Let's put on some gloves again, man. Fuck you up again, except this time, a lot worse. Yeah, man, I don't even want to call him out anymore, man. There's no point. I beat him, man. I know in the ring I got the better of him. Outside the ring, I got him with some nice body shots. He landed a lucky back of the head shot. That's it, you know what I'm saying? And he got disqualified. But okay, those two fights, okay, that night will be remembered in boxing history for the ring fight. When I hit him. Not when he landed that lucky shot against me, but when I hit him. Yeah, that's what it's going to be remembered for. When I bombed on Wilder. Did you hear how loud that shit was? It sounded like fucking atomic bomb went off the gym. Yeah, but that's on YouTube, man. Can you imagine if you were there? Yeah. If I hit him, okay, like when I hit him and he just like raised his arms, this is it. Like his guard, like he wasn't, he was done. He was TKO'd. If I landed one more like that, this is it. Wilder would have went to sleep. He would have went unconscious. And I guess my last victory, you know, here's your last fight, right? I'm as great as my last fight. I beat a U.S. Marine frontliner. You haters are fucking delusional, man. You people, you haters need to be evaluated by a psychiatrist because you never gave me the chance to beat a U.S. Marine, and I still did it. And the way I did it was legendary. That's it. I'm the best. Pound for pound best, that is.